is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
There are jewelry stores, then there's Zada's.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in. Got a dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Who wants to get in? I hope we answered your question, Eric. I don't know that we did. I don't know that you can. I don't know that... There's no protocol in place for all of college football. No, every team is on his own.
Yeah, you just test when you get and all you do is you let them do whatever they're going to do, and you give them and you test them when they get back, and you see where they are. And if they're positive, you have to isolate them, quarantine them. That's simple. It's what all the other organizations are doing. You don't just say, "Well, I don't know. I hope, fingers crossed. Let's wait and see if he coughs." No, you just give them a proactive test after they're gone, and see where they stand. And if they're positive, quarantine. If they're negative, roll on.
It's right now. It's kind of existential for any college football player to consider what would happen if they test positive in terms of what it means for their season. I wonder if teams or universities will put in place, hey, if you leave campus or if you test positive, that's an automatic where you miss two games, and we're not guaranteeing we're going to redshirt you. Like, so if you're a freshman who's not going to play, I could see the lack of responsibility. Like, I'm not even playing this year. I'm a clear redshirt. I'll do what I like, even though you could affect your team because you're still going to be practicing. I wonder if you're the starting defensive end, will that not be enough to keep you from doing something dumb? Are we at that point where we discuss young people that the responsibility of staying? I know they do dumb stuff.
Without a COVID, without a pandemic, the kids do dumb things.
I know, but usually it's not. I know, but usually it's not a guarantee that okay, I won't be able to play. So legit, if you're found to have tested positive, or maybe they just say, hey, if you leave campus, we're quarantining you for a week, and that means you may not play this week. Whatever it takes to get people to stay. Could a starting player decide, you know what? I'll take my chances. No. You mean you're going to miss Saturday because you needed to go someplace? Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Well, where's he going?
Guess what? Well, that's, you know what? It depends on the team. It depends on the leadership, doesn't it?
What if something pops up in his DMs, Dale?
Yeah,
that's understandable. I get it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, that's serious. No, that is something stupid. If something pops up in his DMs and he goes and swaps spit, and guess what? He's out for weeks. You know, I said, God forbid anything drastic happens, but if something drastic does happen and some kid gets really sick in college football, God forbid he dies or whatever.
Well,
I'm saying, what if it happens? But what if it's a kicker? Are we really going to shut down college football?
Well, if we're talking about the example of a girl gets into his DMs or whatever, maybe he jumps in hers, and they do what college kids do, obviously consensually, all that type of stuff. That's not a college football issue. That's a college kid issue. So if you can trace it back to, well, this kid decided he wanted to meet up with a girl. How is that a college football issue? That's not – he didn't catch it playing college football.
Right. No. Right. No, they are not mutually exclusive. They're inclusive. College athlete, college player. And, you know, let's say nothing happened. Well, let's say the drastic thing is that Jamie Newman gets it he's a quarterback and has potential to be drafted. Maybe, I don't know, in the first 2 days of the draft. And has a lung issue, has what some people have seen where you can have the potential. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but there are people who have had long-term lung damage because of this, because of their fights for it. Then all of a sudden you're talking about somebody who, I'll tell you this, an NFL team's not drafting that. I know NFL teams avoid a lot of things, and if it's somebody who has long-term, let's say, lung damage, there's a chance that that kid. So I think it's going to really behoove players who have NFL potentials to look into some type of insurance policy. Now, to get that, to qualify for that, you have to, a lot of times, the information has to come from the NFL side. And there are some agents who, look, there's some things that happen behind the scenes where agents will help create that for them, that opportunity or potential. I know back in the day there were agents who used to pay for that because they thought that would, you know, lock them into a player on the next level on those contracts. But I don't know. I don't know what they're going to – I don't know what they're going to do now with those kind of players. I'm just saying there's more here at play than some people are probably thinking about. Yeah. The good news is there are two – I was checking this. There are two vaccines that are in phase three right now. Two of them in phase three. And that's pretty deep. The fourth phase is just the approval phase. And they're already in phase three right now in June, which I didn't realize they were going that fast. I think one might be in China and one is here. But that's pretty good for phase three to already be in June. That's not bad. I think there is a belief that potentially November, instead of early January, instead of even December, that November could be a time frame for that vaccine. So that's good news. 128 vaccines right now are in from preclinical or from pretrial all the way to phase three are right now in the works. So we're gonna have multiple vaccines for this. I learned a lot yesterday. Did you know there's four different types of vaccines that attack? They attack the coronavirus differently. Four different types of ways, and there's vaccines for every one of these. I could see people getting shots for two different types of, you know, vaccines or whatever. So I think I don't think this is going to be forever. Will it be around? Yeah, so is flu. It'll be around. But if you turn coronavirus into, like, legitimately turn it into flu, then I don't see how people – I do think more people will wear masks in the future. I think you'll see people wear masks to games, John, even if they come back. I think you'll see it like we used to see Asian travelers, and you're like, look at this guy wearing a mask. SARS has been over for a long time. Nah, I'm good. That traveler's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to keep this mask on. Everything's fine.
Did you see that the new Bronco is coming out on OJ's birthday?
That can't be a real thing.
That's a real thing. It is a real thing. I don't know if it was just a coincidence or it first. I don't know why, but the Bronco is displaying its new vehicle, its new Bronco.
July 9th, right?
On OJ's birthday.
You know, yesterday was the anniversary, Rockets game 5 and OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was Butch Alcindor had a he was in New York covering the game. You were probably in New York covering the game.
I was
right?
there. I was there. I was watching in Madison Square Garden the chase.
I'm trying to remember. That was the Sam. No, Rockets lost that game.
Rockets won that game. Sam Cassell on the floor.
That was the Sam Cassell big balls game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ford is saying it was purely coincidental.
It is.
Yes. They're saying it was not on purpose.
Trust us. We did not want to do that.
Yeah. The Nicole Brown Simpson, her sister, is saying, well, is that on purpose? Are you kidding me? This is funny. Like, these are some of her quotes. But the Ford spokesperson, we swear we did not know. I'm sure they have tried to disassociate themselves from OJ. And I'm not sure they're keeping track of when OJ's birthday is. But it would be an insane – it is an insane coincidence.
Did you all watch the other night on ABC, Let It Fall, or is that what it was called? Dell, you lived it, the Rodney King riots, the documentary on it?
I didn't see it, but, yeah, I was there when that was a thing.
Where'd you live?
I lived in Gardena, El Segundo Boulevard. So I was not in –
I left my wallet there once.
You leave your wallet everywhere, I imagine.
Everywhere. That's nothing.
I'm just going.
You leave your wallet in every cab you get in.
That's just shout out to Fifeload.
What was it? Normandy and something where it's all the epicenter. Anyway, it was really, really, really in-depth. And it talked to all of the players involved. The people who were heroes, the people who were arrested, people in prison, people who were in prison. It was really, really well done. Reginald Denny, that whole thing, and everything that went along with it. I was just thinking of that because of the OJ, the OJ story was thought it was if OJ was found guilty, what would happen after the Rodney King verdicts?
If OJ had been found guilty, I don't think there would have been the same reaction, because OJ, the documentaries on OJ have kind of showed that OJ was like, kind of had disassociated himself with quote unquote being black until he needed it.
Yeah, but people didn't.
Yeah,
take
but people were very pro OJ.
Yeah,
he was trying to get away.
Do you remember outside the courthouse there were racial tensions
outside
the courthouse?
And I was a kid. I still remember distinctly. We were on the playground at the time when that verdict came down, and some girl, we were at recess. Some girl ran from a room, I guess, where she was watching it, and she goes, "Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty." And we're like 10 or 11, so how much does it really mean to us? And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I'm going to keep playing basketball. So me as a kid, I was like, okay, OJ's not guilty. He's a Hurts guy to me. I don't really care about OJ. I get what you're saying. It was a big deal. But I don't. I guess maybe history and like time away from it has maybe colored my opinion on it. But OJ ain't no hero.
No,
he wasn't.
No, once we saw.
I was shocked, though, that the black community rallied around OJ, because I'm like, man, OJ will not OJ.
Well, you're trying to win one. That's all that
was
about.
Yeah, I think that
is,
well, obviously.
Needed
that's what,
a W.
But yeah. At the
needed
time, in the mid-90s, that was shocking to me. Like,
right.
Wait, what? I thought we all knew OJ did. I mean, it's clear, right. OJ did this. That didn't feel like the idea of winning one was.
Well, you had Mark Furman who had his issues, and he was on the case. And
right.
Clearly, you had police brutality in L.A. That was still a big issue, all that stuff. So you were looking at, oh, they're not going to lock another one of and one of our best and brightest, quote unquote, at the time, up. So that was part of it. But away from that, people were like, man.
Felt like O.J. had gotten traded in a racial draft already by that time. Like, wait a minute. Dave Chappelle already – they already moved him. He got moved in a player to be named, but – I do remember watching the Rodney. I mean, that was the most shocking thing I think I had ever seen at that time, watching the Rodney King video unfold. I just thought, well, this can't possibly be happening. This can't. And when I say Rodney King, I mean literally Rodney King being beaten, not the ensuing riots, which were also, that was shocking to me. Watch that, because I'd never seen riots on, and it all played on TV, but... Man, to watch that happen to Rodney King, I thought, this is not possible that this is happening. And then to hear a non-guilty verdict, I mean, I was just, I don't know about you, John, but I didn't see how it was even remotely possible that you could have a not guilty. I mean, I was, a little naive at that time, obviously, also, just thinking, well, people will do the right thing, but that was the most shocking court case I've ever seen. Back-to-back, Rodney King
ridiculous.
And an O.J., it's like, wow, it's unbelievable.
Well, they had the DA on this. I think it was Let It Fall was what it was called. You got to watch it if you haven't seen it. But the DA, and well, they did it. They moved the venue because they didn't feel that those guys could get a fair trial in L.A., and so they moved it up to an all-white neighborhood.
Yeah, what was the neighborhood again?
Community. I forget what it was.
It's famous.
Anyway, he said, "We already had the judge before when the jury was coming back. The judge told the lawyers they will immediately go into the system. They're not going home and coming back. They're going immediately. They're going into the system." And then the judge, his face when he saw what the verdict was, it was like, and the DA said, "Oh my gosh, what the heck is happening here?"
Right.
And all counts came back not guilty. It was the biggest shocker. He after that trial, he said. It was unbelievable that they came back with that.
Oh, Simi Valley?
Yeah, Simi Valley.
Yeah.
Simi Valley.
They moved it from L.A. County to Ventura County. So a different county altogether.
Yeah,
which
man,
was all white and a lot of cops lived up
it
there.
Was The jury was 10 whites, one biracial male, one Latino, and one Asian American. As you mentioned, I think the prosecutor was black.
But that was the first time we had a made-for-TV case was the O.J. case. Not Rodney King, but the O.J. Getting back to O.J. Right. for a second. That was crazy that Marcia Clark, Judge Ito, Christopher, who was on her
Darden.
Side? Darden. Yeah, Christopher Darden.
Yeah.
The Kardashian.
Famous.
Robert Kardashian. All the different players like that played, and then who was the guy Jerry who had the buckskin suit that would always come on? I think it was CNN. At
Johnny
the time.
Cochran.
Johnny Cochran, obviously.
Oh my God! Well, but
Jerry
but,
Spence but is that his name? Who wore the you know the
I don't know
the rawhide jacket with the frills on it, and you had
one of the biggest stories to come out of it was when Marcia Clark changed her hair. I mean,
the curly hair.
Yeah, she went to the curly hair, and everyone, and that was like the headlines. Are you really? Marcia Clark changed her hair. That's what the headline is.
She went. I thought she went from curly to straight, right?
No, she went from straight to curly. I think.
I don't remember.
Maybe you're right.
I think Dell's actually right.
Maybe you're right. 818 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
President Trump endorses Colin Kaepernick to have a job.
Yep.
That's good. Maybe now that he has the president's endorsement, somebody will give him a job. Do you think that'll happen now because of the president? He does unify everything.
We'll see.
You know who will take credit for Colin Kaepernick getting a job if he gets one?
I told him, give him a job. He gave him a job. That's what to do. That's what we do. He's going to rate well.
They're saying I got him a job. That's what they're saying.
Just one more thing I've done for black people. I've been the greatest president, maybe outside of Lincoln, but you know the final result of him we're not sure about. But I'm the most positive president for black people of all time. Thank you. One more notch on the belt.
And if Colin Kaepernick gets signed after President Trump tweeted out or however he endorsed Colin Kaepernick, what are you going to say then, Del?
What? Why are you asking me what I'm going to say?
When Colin gets it, is it like, was this the final straw that pushed it over the top where Colin Kaepernick got in the NFL?
Was it knowledge is power?
Well, worth noting that knowledge is power.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
It is worth noting.
I didn't know about that.
I just expect when Colin gets a job that someone will take a great amount of credit for it. That's all.
You think – you don't – our president never takes a great amount of credit for anything, so I'm not sure about all that.
I feel like you have missed the last 3+ years.
I've missed what?
I think you've missed the last 3+ years if you have that opinion.
No, he's just what he wants to do. He just wants to unite everybody, and he doesn't care about who gets credit for it. He just doesn't care.
You
about
sure?
It. I'm pretty sure that's the case. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
I feel like you're missing.
I've seen him for a while.
You've misread the last 3+ years. And what's a bigger shock to me is for all this social talk, OJ, Rodney King, you've completely ignored the second tournament of golf being back.
No.
Dale, what are you doing?
Hey, I just want to see how locked in he is.
Why would you do that to him?
How locked in is he?
I've got the golf I've got the golf channel on. I'm watching it. Don't worry. You think that I've been – while you guys are talking, I'm not paying any attention. All I'm watching is right now Rory's not started well. Oh, my God. Right before this, they had Tiger's run to 82 wins. I'm going to tell you something. You want to talk about greatness. Greatness. That's what I've been watching greatness all morning long. Okay, and here we go. Are you guys got the golf channel on right now?
No, you know the TVs in here don't work.
Well, Vaughn Taylor and Matthew Neesmith are both at 4 under right now.
who is
Daniel Berger. Oh, my God. Daniel Berger is playing so well, dude. I didn't take him this week. He won last week. I didn't take him this week because I figured, oh, dude's going to party
I know
his
what
ass
I did.
Off.
Hey, don't – you shouldn't offer that finger up to me. That's rude, what you just did, Lance.
What
don't,
did you do?
He showed a finger
I
to
did
me.
A thumbs up. Remember, no. Like I did a
– It was a different finger. I felt it was kind of rude.
Which finger did you put up? That is rude.
It's rude. What finger did
no,
you put up?
Oh, he's not telling the truth. I did the thumbs up.
No, you didn't.
I went like this. Thumbs
you,
up.
You said Dell, and then you gave
like
me a finger.
Like that guy Tom from MySpace.
No.
I don't know him.
No, yeah. You're that British soccer kid who has the two. Yeah, you gave me two fingers.
Ooh, those at British soccer kid. That's never a good thing to be a British
that
soccer.
Meme, they turn him into an Auburn fan. They've turned it's it into like, anything. Nice try. We already know that kid is clearly a British soccer fan. By the way, you were right. Or I don't know if you even said this, but they did pump in the first Premier League game, John, on TV. They did pump sound into the game, and I'm fine with it. And they give you an option across the top. It said, if you'd like to hear the game without pumped in sound, you can go to the app or, you know, to an online site. But I'm good with the crowd noise there.
I am too. Why I don't know
they
why
should have it for football too.
They should, and they're working on it. And you know what? I think you know what? I have some ambient noise.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's a good thing. Oh well, and if they don't, they don't. Oh well, I don't care either way. Just put some games on. I'm watching golf right now. I don't care what else happens. Okay, I got a good team this week. I got a really good team this week.
That's oh, your fantasy doing. Team?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, yeah, my you, fantasy team.
If you were lining up things, Lance, that you would say makes John, I don't know, less than ideal person to talk to. would you say his love for fantasy golf would be high up on the list? Like if topics to talk to John about, if you had a list of the worst things to talk to John about.
Oh, topics, yeah.
You're like, oh.
Fantasy golf's probably up there a little higher.
What about poker?
He likes poker, though.
Yeah, but there's only so much poker you can talk. Like, did you see my hand? Like, I didn't have that hand, so I don't. You can only talk about bad beats. You can talk about good wins, or you can talk about bad people at the table.
Right. What about Lord of the Rings?
No, that's up there high. I was not a Lord of the Rings guy.
I don't mind the
movies. I'm better with Harry Potter than Lord of the Rings, but I didn't read the
books. Are
you
really? That means you're a nerd.
So are you.
No, Harry Potter is for nerds.
Lord of the Rings is for nerds.
No, Lord of the Rings is not nerds. Are you kidding? It's sword fighting and bows and arrows. Are you kidding? Orcs?
Sounds like Game of Thrones.
That's like real. Orcs. That's a real man's. That's a man's.
We all watch Game of Thrones, so I guess we're all nerds.
Yeah, I'm not denying it, but he thinks he's separate because he loves
Lord of the Rings.
Have you seen
Star Wars? Nerd. Harry Potter? Nerd.
Have you seen the level or the likes of people who love Lord of the Rings? They're nerds, too.
Oh, yeah. No. You're in there, John.
Oh, really? Do we play Quidditch? No.
Let me ask you a question.
No, you
How
just
many
dress
times
up like orcs.
Have you gone out and done LARPing and gone lightning bolt, when you're throwing make-believe
zero
lightning bolts
times.
To people? John,
zero. Zero.
And all of a sudden, John. Jethro Tull's out there playing his little flute or whatever.
Now, there's another
and
thing.
And you're eating turkey legs together.
You mean at a Renaissance festival?
Yeah,
that's what you're talking
basically
about.
A Renaissance festival.
Because he is kind of medieval, Jethro Tull. So, yeah. Well, No. So, here's the deal. Mm. Here's the deal is I'm not a nerd. Harry Potter people, nerds.
You like the No. Okay. You're a giant nerd when it comes to Lord of the Rings. You know too many of the characters' names. You've probably read the books multiple times. You're a nerd. That's fine.
Yeah, you just have to take that one.
Yeah. That's fine. You're a nerd.
Take that.
That's not nerds.
It is nerdy.
That's cool people. It's like Gladiator.
That's cool. Let me tell you something, John. I worked at a bookstore, and Lord of the Rings is a book that's very popular. Do you know the likes of the people coming and buy that book? Nerds.
No.
Nerds, yes.
Now, you remind me of the guy from You.
Who, Joe? I'm not a stalker. I'm not going to kill anyone.
But you worked at...
I didn't work at an independent bookstore.
You worked at a Kearney and a bookstore.
I worked at Barnes & Noble. Joe would never have worked at Barnes & Noble.
No.
He worked at an independent one. I've seen the people who buy those books. I don't mind nerd culture, but they're nerds. So you can't pretend
just
that you're not
it,
one.
John.
Own it, John.
Did you hide that from your friends when you were with the gang in Chicago, the Animals? Did you hide it?
I never talked about it, but
exactly.
I didn't hide it.
Yeah, you hid it. Thank you.
I didn't hide it, but I didn't talk about it.
You didn't bring up the latest chapter with your boys?
Hey, guys, no. What do y'all think about Shadowfax or Shadow Baker. Dancer or whatever?
Shadowfax.
Yeah. Shadowfax.
Is that his name, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, my buddy horse. Michael, your friend, the Cold the Weather horse. Idiot, was big into it.
So well, none of the other animals could read, so there was nothing to talk to them about.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mel, you got to see this. Was Worm Tongue in your thing, or is that?
Yeah.
You got to see this Worm Tongue. You got to see Gollum and Smeagol. Well, they're the same person. That's what's going to blow you away, Mel Murphy. Oh,
man, Mel, you need to read The Battle of Helm's Deep.
Is that why you got kicked out of Chicago?
For reading?
That's not. No, you don't get kicked out of Chicago for reading.
What about for Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Don't come back ever again to Chicago.
No, you don't get kicked out of Chicago for reading Lord of the Rings. As a matter of fact, you might have a street named after you. Maybe that's why I'll have a street named after me.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Well, ninth. Listen, yeah. I can't do anything about people getting streets named after. I can't do anything for you if you're a nerd. And I'm not judging you on any of those things. I am going to judge you if you don't consider my friends over at Blackland Distillery. And I'll tell you exactly why. So Blackland Distillery, they do have, you can go, if you're headed in the Fort Worth area, you can stop in and go have a tasting, check out the spirits, check out how everything is made. I'm very proud to speak for them because they are number one, they're from Texas. Number two, they distill four different spirits, and they're truly grain to glass. There's a lot of companies that provide that are even local in Texas, and they say, we do vodka, we do this and do that, but they don't actually distill their own alcohol. They get it from others, and then they add, you know, the essence and the elements to it to give it their distinct flavors. We're going grain to glass with Blackland Distillery, and their bourbon has a strikingly smooth finish because of their state-of-the-art distillation methods, quadruple water filtration system when proofing and blending, delicate overall corn profile with fruity front palate sweetness, clean barrel vanillas, and a light grain and tobacco flavors, and again, very soft finish. So it is a smooth sipping bourbon for you that also works great in cocktails. If you haven't tried them, make sure that you go to your local liquor store, and if they don't have it, or your local restaurant, if they don't have it, make sure that you ask them to start carrying Blackland Distillery. You've heard a lot of great things about it. And trust me, whether it's gin, vodka, bourbon, or rye, you're going to be blown away by the distinctively original flavors of my friends over at Blackland Distillery.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hold on. Greasy fingers, smeary shabby clothes. Hey, Aqualung.
You guys want to do a maybe just a little our own karaoke on Fridays?
No. Hey, you listen to this
you
voice?
Sure?
Oh, Aqualung. Spitting out pieces of his broken lock.
No, I'm still sure. No, I don't want to do it.
Are you sure?
Well, Aqualung, I can do this if you want.
No, I'm good.
Feeling alone, the old man wandering lonely.
See,
taking
this is the
time,
second time,
the only
Del.
Way he
this is
knows.
Two straight things you've done to us.
Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a dog end. He goes down to the bog
what
and
kind of lyrics
his
are these?
Feet.
What is the nerd lyrics?
Oh, it's terrible.
He goes down to the bog. That's and all you needed to hear.
Well, as he bends to pick a dog end, which is dog crap on the street.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they sung this in the Shire at some point.
This is a little hard for the Shire.
No, this isn't Shire music. Maybe Wondering Aloud.
Do you guys see?
Do you want me to do that?
No,
No. Don't do that.
All right.
Did you see Nikola Jokic? Did you see what he looks like now?
He looks like he hasn't eaten.
Holy crap! He always had that. He was just a little. Well, I mean, look, he looked like a guy who played basketball in 1978, right? No muscular definition in his arms. Kind of a big barrel chest. Doesn't have the beach body type, but could ball. I mean, he literally belonged in basketball potentially in the 70s. He's like
he's
a
huge.
Billy Paltz that could really go. Great passer and all that stuff, but he didn't have the classic basketball body. Now he had it more like from years past. Now, but a little bit plumper. Now I would say he's lost. I don't know, Dell. 20 might be on the light side of estimation.
He, as far as listed weight, 7 foot, 284 pounds.
284 is listed.
That was, I'm reading an article.
Well, then that means that's what he weighed at one point.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this was the most recent one. As far as when the season started. But, yeah, he we talk about James, but Jokic probably has the most dramatic weight loss.
He looks like he's 250 at most.
This is not where he's all ripped. It's not. That's a fake picture, right?
No, I'm looking. It's just he's thinner. He's standing next to, I don't know where he is, but he's standing.
His GM says he's beach ready.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We just
well,
see him in a jacket.
Well, you lose that much, you're going to have, your muscles are going to show up more.
Yeah. But the problem for Jokic is, in that picture that showed the dramatic weight loss, he was standing next to a player who tested positive for corona. Now, we don't know if he has it, but he was next to a player who had it. So that comes into question. Now he has plenty of time to get through it and be ready for a season. But let's see. He was Nikola Jankovic, a center on the KK Partizan, tested positive for the virus. The team announced this past Monday. Photos of the event show Jokic standing near Jankovic. It is unclear if they had any physical contact. So we'll see about Jokic if he's ready to go when we're back to playing basketball. Yeah, but he's a thin dude. Him and James, most dramatic weight losses so far.
I guess Kevin Love supposedly lost a lot too. Is that true?
Well, he had lost quite a bit before, right?
Maybe that's the reference. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, he has. So we saw, you're going one of two directions. I know what direction I'm headed in, and it's not the Jokic direction. But who is your guy, the golfer, who just put on like 40 pounds of mostly muscle?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah. I mean, what? You're going one of two directions. There's some guys who are working on their body. They're getting bigger and stronger, leaning down.
Yeah.
I feel like those guys are very vain, and I think it speaks to their selfishness, frankly.
With the ones that got lighter? Gary Woodland lost about 20, and
yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau put on about 25.
Losers
lose weight.
But Gary
Woodland thought, I'm going to be better. I'll have more stamina. I'm hitting the ball almost or just as long. That's not – in golf, it's different because – I mean, the thought was forever, you got to be flexible. Forget about strength because you got to be flexible. You got to get that club whipping as fast as you possibly can. But DeChambeau has added unbelievable miles per hour getting just stronger. So, I mean, there's two schools. This is something brand new in golf. You remember pictures of Jack Nicklaus and all of those guys, Lumpy, all those guys. They were they were afraid to work out because they thought they were going to, you know, lose that flexibility.
Sure.
Well, It's different now. But here's the deal is one of the things about Bryson DeChambeau and anybody who puts on that kind of weight is you got to worry about injury now. I mean, because you're so tight. Why does Will Fuller continue to have hamstring issues?
DeChambeau's so going to be fine. He's not going to get injured.
Oh, I don't know about that. You
He's
don't know
not
going to
get injured
Tiger,
like a Will
Tiger,
Fuller.
You know what? Where did all Tiger's injuries come from? From his workouts.
Well, and from swinging from his toes. I mean,
well, right, but he bowed up, and he did Navy SEAL training, and his knee gave out, his back gave out. He was stronger when he was at his biggest is when he got all had all his
well, that's just stupid
issues.
You know who should train like a Navy SEAL? A Navy SEAL, not a golfer. That's,
well, you want the stamina.
That's the stamina for golf. Just yeah, how about
dude,
just walk?
4 days of walking in the
it's
summer.
It's not
heat.
A Navy SEAL sport, John.
It kind of is.
No, it kind of isn't. Nothing
not
that golfers do reminds me of the Navy SEALs or Green Beret.
The grueling, the difficulty, the torquing, you want to talk about the physical fatigue that you go through.
What do you do
golf?
for poker, John? Heptathlons to get ready for the 20-hour grinds at the table.
I do CrossFit. I do CrossFit. Okay,
that
I had
is
no
true.
Idea the amount of work that went into those two. Yeah. No, golf you obviously have to be in shape, and those guys obviously take. I just think Navy SEAL is that's just Tiger trying to flex.
The
that's
fact
what
that
was.
Craig Stadler could win 9 tournaments.
Yeah, Marco Mira just out there having a season.
Get out of here with that. The stamina, the endurance.
Oh, really?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
What's his nickname?
Let me take the Walrus. Let me take it back. He's got 31 professional wins, 13 on the PGA Tour, yeah. 9 PGA Tour Champions Tour
John
wins.
Daly?
John Daly, I'm not, great shape.
I'm not listening to this. You need to have stamina and endurance. The Walrus out here giving people L's.
Okay.
Not for a while, though.
He's throwing L's at you. That's right.
Well,
the Walrus is.
He's older now, but he's been on the Champions Tour,
NFL offensive linemen. Okay, they got to play 60 minutes of a game. But you look how fat they are.
And you know what? They don't train like Navy SEALs because they don't have to.
You know what?
They train like linemen.
Yeah.
It's different. Yeah, and Craig Walrus was training like – Craig Sadler was training like a lineman.
He was training like a walrus.
Like a lineman.
But he could
go. Like a walrus. You want to fight a walrus? No. Of course you don't.
I don't want to fight a wild animal. You're correct.
I'll play golf against it.
Listening to Lance talk about golf is like listening to two bricks getting rubbed together.
I'm not talking about golf. We're talking about Tiger doing a Navy SEALs workout. We're not actually talking golf here. You know that, right? We're talking about John's fantasy golf teams and Tiger doing Navy SEAL workouts.
And this lie that you need to be a high endurance athlete to play golf.
Well, I think you do need to be in shape. I think that benefits you. But when you see Jokic, to get back to this, John, they're going to have before and afters during this season. And there's a lot of – we're kind of freaking out on James Harden and Jokic and these guys who are going that way. Let's not forget the lockout back in 99 where Sean Kemp went way the other way. There's going to be some guys coming back to the basketball season where we're like, that's not Jokic. He wasn't running the hill with James.
No. Absolutely. And it's going to – and especially if you're on a good team and you're needed, I mean
– you're going to take a lot
of credit. LeBron or Kawhi or Giannis, I'm on top of those guys every day saying, what are you doing? Are you working? Because we can't come back. We got a shot here. And this is a good shot for all of those teams. I mean, the rest that everybody's getting right now, and this is, honestly, of all the teams, the Rockets might benefit the most from this because they're one of the older teams in the NBA. That what is the problem with James every year? He wears down.
Right.
He wears down. So ESPN had an argument that who's more important to the Rockets, Russ or James?
James is.
James is, but if you know what? I think, okay, who could they afford to lose least?
James. You can't have James go bye-bye. You can't. Russ is not going to carry this team. Crazy Russ? No, he was playing well before.
I don't think James can do it either, though, if you want to know the truth.
No, I don't either. That's why it's a loaded question. Neither one of those guys... You need Russ playing well. Yeah, that's what gives you the chance is you hope teams don't exploit your size and you hope that your small lineup can actually exploit bigger teams. And then you hope Russell Westbrook's able to play near the level where he was previously and that James plays like he usually plays. That's what gives you the chance.
Right.
But James is the better player, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. I love the way – I'm telling you – the way Russ was playing, he doesn't have enough around him because to dish and, you know, somebody's got to take over the scoring load and be another scorer for him. But because if he's going to have the ball 90% of the time as opposed to James taking it now half the time, if he's going to have the ball all the time and he's going to not shoot threes, he's going to have to dish to other people. And I don't know that they have enough around them for Russ to just dish all the time and hope everybody else scores. I just don't think so. Now, he'll get his 30 – whatever a game, if James wasn't around, but they don't have enough. James can just take over the whole game.
By the way, Dan Holden calls BS on your CrossFit. He goes, obviously, Granato does not CrossFit, or he would have told us about it every damn day if he did. Mm-hmm. That's true. You would have been talking every day about how you CrossFit if
they advertised.
No, you would have just been talking, guys, do you not know that about the CrossFit crew? They let you know every single day that they CrossFit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I only know one person who – I know two people who are secret CrossFit guys, and they're both friends of mine, who they don't really talk about it. They just do it, and they got really good shape. But I didn't know because they're the only two that don't talk about it all the time.
Do you know who else does? Orange Theory guy.
Is Orange Theory guy a problem?
Orange Theory guy is he's got to tell you all about his Orange Theory.
Pilates guy, you don't hear from that guy much. He kind of keeps
quiet.
No,
because he's embarrassed.
Like you with the Lord of the Rings in Chicago.
Right. You're embarrassed. You don't say anything about it. Well, you don't say it. That's not the truth. That's not in Chicago. No one read Lord of the Rings because no one can read. 8:45 ESPN 97.5. I would have loved to have talked about it with my friends.
That's not
maybe
true.
Sat around at a book chat.
You know they would have crushed you, so you kept that to yourself. Let's stop.
What book
stop
do you
lying.
Have, Mel Murphy? Playboy.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well. You know who works at Orange Theory? My guest. So we can ask her about what that's like. Mary Tindall.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, she okay. does?
Yeah. So Mary will join me a little bit later. You know, you're getting to a point where you're like, man, I'm one of those guys when people start asking you, can you be a reference for me? She asked me, she DM'd me and goes, I might need you for a reference. Can you be that for me?
I was like, she asked me for a reference for a sports job. Then yeah. for Orange Theory, she's like, I'm not calling Lance on this.
Yeah,
Orange
she just, hey, just make sure you, if they call you. And then John did that to me too with Frankie. I'm like, oh, I'm at that point in my life. I'm
yeah,
references
you are.
For people.
You're a reference for people
that
now.
That blows. I don't want to do that.
All right, right now I got to talk about 8:46 ESPN 97.5. Right now I have to talk about Chastain Ford. Those are the people I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about CrossFit. I don't want to talk about Orange. I don't want to talk about any of that. You know what I want to talk about? Chastain Ford. I believe in those people. Listen, if you're looking for a great, great way to get into that new vehicle, a dealership that's been around unbelievably since 1933, the Chastain name, has been around since 1933, selling cars in the city of Houston. You just don't do that unless you do it right. And when you're talking about 80 to 85% of your business being return or referral, because they didn't advertise. And now they're advertising here with us, and it's just and Patrick loves it, and he loves the 97.5 listener coming in and taking advantage of them. And listen, they'll work the deal. They really, really, when you, and I keep saying this, but when you go there, you will see how much they care. How much they care about working that deal as well as they possibly can for you. So if you are looking for that Ford car truck, and they're beautiful vehicles. I love my Expedition. The Sport Explorer Sport is unbelievable. The F-150, all of them. And they've got them in stock. No worry about not having enough new cars. They've got them. And they've got the unbelievable deals with 84 months of no interest. They've got zero, nothing down, and no payments for 6 months. Going on right now. You're looking for that Ford car or truck on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. ChastainFord.com. You can buy online. ChastainFord.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
We got a call about the NBA season. How about that? They're actually going to play a season. Well, it looks like. I guess all the Kyrie stuff is looked a little dicey at the end of last week. And then Matt Barnes came out and ratted out Kyrie. And, like, only reason he's just mad because he wasn't allowed to hang out and chill out at the bubble.
Yeah, Steven Jackson did say in that same podcast that Kyrie had called him pretty much every day because we know Steven Jackson was good friends with George Floyd. So there are conflicting reports about Kyrie and is he serious about everything? But the Nets came out and said, apparently there's a report about a group chat. Some New York reporter said Kyrie had proposed starting his own league. The Nets in the group chat said that's not true.
Right.
So, and Dwight Howard came out and said, Kyrie may sound radical, but what he's saying is true. So it appears that there will be a season, and Kyrie's thing was, hey, let's make sure we don't just go back to play basketball. Let's make sure we have everybody's ideas and concerns addressed so we just don't plow forward while people have some concerns. So if that was his goal, that appears to have worked, but it appears the NBA is going to go forward.
What's your gut feeling on if that was really Kyrie or how much of what Matt Barnes said is true?
I don't. Well, there
or a mix.
I don't. It's probably not black or white. It's probably some of both. Like maybe Kyrie did want to hang out, and maybe he did ask about what the alcohol is available, and maybe he did actually have concerns, because I don't think we always try to make people one thing. People are more than one thing. He may have, like, if I'm going to be down there, what will I be able to do? But he also said, you know what? Let's make sure, because I'm hearing from these guys, and some of these guys are concerned, and I'm the vice president, or one of seven vice presidents. Let me get their concerns out. I don't think we can just limit people to being one thing. I think it's quite a bit.
Yeah, he might have wanted alcohol, and he might have wanted to not overshadow the.
I think Kyrie over the years, starting with the flat earth stuff, and then he like backed off, said, I'm off of that now. There's some YouTube stuff I saw that really convinced me, but then other YouTube stuff convinced me that it wasn't true. Like, oh no, he's YouTube guy. And then his issues, I don't know. Kyrie's star, to me at least, has lost a lot of luster over the last 3 years. But you know who else has, I think, is Kevin Durant. And Durant more than has Kyrie's back. Now, they're teammates. I get it. But it is amazing how Kevin Durant, how his Q rating from when he came into the league in his first few years to now with social – and really it's really traveled along the lines of his social media stuff, where it's kind of shown him to be super insecure or sensitive about certain stuff. And you know, the Golden State thing, you can say what you want, but when people criticized him, he did not take that well at all. I mean, not at all.
Yeah, you mentioned Kevin Durant. He called Kendrick Perkins a sellout.
Yeah.
And Kendrick Perkins, I don't know if he's gone after Durant yet, but he's continuing, whether it be on ESPN, which some players have questioned him, some players or certainly NBA Twitter's alluded to him tap dancing for ESPN about this, because, you know, they're broadcast partners with the NBA. But he's talked about how, I'm actually going easy on Kyrie because I've heard things in the background about these conversations that I'm not even putting out there. So there is some back and forth, certainly. But overall, look, this is a tweet. Excuse my last tweet, but I really took a light on Kyrie today because I really could expose the quote-unquote cupcake BS that he's really doing behind those phone conversations carry on. So the back and forth continues from a player. Two players who actually aren't playing. Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and Kendrick Perkins. All three aren't actually going to be playing.
I know.
But it appears the NBA is pushing for it with playing at this point.
Listen, just go play. And Kyrie, that he's not playing, and he's already got his money. He's already got his bag. There are a lot of guys out there that need this money, that especially in postseason money. Guys who are on the Lakers bench or the Clippers bench or whatever bench that are Denver's bench that are minimum salary guys that are like, hey, shut up, Kyrie. You got your bag. And what's telling to me about Kyrie is, I mean, some guys, I don't, the Celtics are better off without him, aren't they? They're a better team without Kyrie.
I think they
proved that when Kyrie came back, they weren't as good.
Kyrie was just too disruptive to their chemistry. It had a massive, large, and the injuries and players coming back from injury also, I think, threw out of kilter the structure. What's very important, we saw with the Bulls, we saw with Golden State, is no matter how much talent you have, you have to have an understanding of what the pecking order is and how the team flows. And the Rockets have been fortunate that they have not had those issues. Now, it kind of developed with Chris Paul and James the second year. I think that was less about, because Chris took a subservient role when he needed to in the first year. I think it was really about preparation was the big problem there.
Didn't it happen with Dwight?
It happened with Dwight. But where does it not happen?
Well,
with
I don't
Dwight?
Know that that was a pecking order, or I think Dwight was just too foolish.
Yeah, you know? There was a personality conflict there. Dwight has one with a lot of people, and appears as though James does too. But you know, I don't know. We'll see. You got to have the right chemistry, and people have to know their roles. And that's why that's why you look at Kawhi Leonard, he won a championship in two places, because both teams had players who were good role players. And even star players, like Manu was a role player. at one point later in his career with the Spurs. I mean, he was a role player, but his role was he was still a talented player, but he wasn't the same player he was early in his career, and he transitioned into that role. Like Clyde Drexler couldn't transition into role player with Charles. He played nice the first year, but he and Charles both did, but they just couldn't do it long term. Just too many offenses.
There was more to it than that. It was Clyde being late for everything and Charles getting pissed and you know, Clyde, hey, listen, that pisses guys off. You ain't more important than I am.
Yeah, Charles came in out of shape.
Yeah, that too. Charles balled, though. Charles played well. I mean, but that creates a lot of tension when you think that you're above the team and you're late all the time. And that's just a Clyde thing. I mean, he walked in 10 minutes before a University of Houston game when he was head coach. I mean, what head coach does that? So, I mean, that's a Clyde thing. And that pisses some guys off, especially when you're a star and you're like, you know, my time's just as valuable as yours, that kind of thing.
You didn't read Kendrick Perkins' real tweet.
Yeah, it got deleted. So he deleted the tweet and then then cleaned it up a little bit.
MFs better be cool and chill, because I honestly took it light on Kyrie today when I really could have exposed the whole bleep that he's doing on them phone conversations. Carry on.
And then he realized, oh, I kind of work for a network. I'm going to clean my tweet
up. That's probably what it was.
But he got the gist of it out, but he had to like do a little cleanup, because he ain't just an NBA player anymore. He's a guy getting paid by ESPN. Yeah, but Kendrick is not backing down at all.
Dang, Wilson Chandler says, if you got something to say, say it. Don't threaten us with gossip. Wait, Kyrie's like, shh.
Isn't Kendrick in the middle of a bunch of...
Kendrick's always in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Kendrick is the one...
Kendrick's got that Beaumont badass stuff going on.
Kendrick's golden triangle. He's just not... he just does not mess around. That's why he was the enforcer on the court, too.
This is a guy yesterday who said if you put Kyrie's brain in a bird, the bird would fly backwards. So this is what...
Who said that?
Kendrick said that about Kyrie yesterday. If you put his brain in a bird, he'd fly backwards. So this is the back and forth. Yeah.
At some point, we're going to hear what else Kendrick Perkins has to say. When ESPN fires him, Kendrick Perkins is going to come out with all the stuff.
All right, when we come back, we have been waiting to hear from David. There is a caller named David who wants to talk NBA season, and he is going to be the most important caller of the show.
Ever.
When we come back.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.